Hey, you're listening to Don't Make Sense. I'm Dr. Vivian Rodriguez, an educational psychologist, blogger, educator, and coach who loves to talk about style, life, creating, and mental health. Okay, so I started this podcast to create a space to talk about style and substance, to talk about the complexities of being a woman who's authentic and thriving. All right, let's get into it. Don't Mix In, episode 45. Okay, today's topic is about styling a velvet blazer, and it's based on a blog post on mixitupacurves.com called Styling a Velvet Blazer. So I would say it was been probably maybe like 10 years or close to 10 years that I had a velvet blazer. I purchased one. Mine was from Banana Republic, and I wore that thing into the ground like during the winter time. I always felt like it was like super fancy schmancy when I would wear it. And then I think, I don't know if it didn't fit me anymore or something happened to it. I got a hole in it. I don't remember what. Or maybe I was just like, oh, I'm going to sell it or something stupid. So anyway, I don't have it anymore. And I was thrifting about a month and a half ago. I was over at Savers. I don't know if it's a nationwide thrift chain. Anyway, it's a local one I go to. And I happened to find a velvet blazer. And I was super excited because it fit perfectly. I don't even know what the size on the tag was, because I think there's the tag's cut off or something. But after I got that, and I just kind of put it in my closet and, you know, kind of wanted to clean it up and that sort of thing. Then I started seeing them pop up in the stores again, too, for the holiday season. So I was like, oh, perfect. I can go and pull out mine and get inspired. So this post is just going to talk about a couple ways to wear it, why I like it, and maybe it'll give you some ideas. And I also linked, since mine's thrifted, I linked some other ones that I found from Target, actually, that aren't too bad in terms of price-wise and quality. So I link those on the blog post. So when you go up to mixitupacurves.com, you will find those two, or the one style of a velvet blazer in a straight and plus size. When I was researching velvet blazers, I found some information on not, you know, just how to style it, but, you know, maybe some ideas of where to wear it to. So I usually would just wear mine in the past for going out. So it was during the time I was dating my husband. So I would wear it to, you know, like with a cami or whatever, and wear it to go out. I didn't really wear it to work. So when I was researching this item, I found, you know, like ways to wear it to work. And so I did that this week. So I feel like that is, just wearing it instead of wearing your usual blazer. And this is not on the blog, because this was after, when I was putting the blog together. So I already had my images where I found that. I'm like, oh, that's a good idea. So anyway, I wore it to work, and I just wore it with some black pants. I wore it with jeans. Let me get my story straight. I wore it with jeans, and I wore it with just like a top from Prologue that I got last year. That's like a kind of a really deep green color. And it was in my stories on Instagram. And I felt like it looked great. I felt great. I didn't feel like it was overdressed, because the jeans kind of brings it down. And the way it fits me, I can button it up. So I didn't button it up, but if I wanted to, I could do that, and I think it would look really good. So that's one extra way that's not in the blog post that I think you can wear it to work. Just kind of, wearing jeans, or it depends on how dressy your work environment is or how formal it is. For me, I'm at a school, so if I'm getting all dressed up, it looks a little out of place, because most people are kind of a little more casual. So if it's on a Friday, I can wear it with jeans, and that doesn't look too out of place. And what I like about wearing it to work is that it adds just something a little bit different, visually interesting. And I remember when I had this blazer, or this, you know, velvet blazer 10 years ago, I would just wear it just to go out, and it was like, I am dressing up now with this fabric. So I think it's cool when you can try to, you know, within reason, Not getting too crazy for work. Wear some different textures and fabrics that in the past you probably would be like, oh, I'm only gonna wear that if I go out or something nice. And just wearing different items with it to anchor the print a bit or anchor the fabric so it doesn't look like too much. But that was my thing. I was like, oh, I'm gonna go out, so this is what I wear to go out and that I feel fancy and that sort of thing. And when we talk about that feeling factor, like how this item makes me feel or can make you feel, it will make you feel pretty put together and gives kind of this chic vibe because not everybody has a velvet blazer. And you also feel like it's a classic. So again, I had something like this 10 years ago and I wore it a lot. I don't know what happened to it. So, but my point is that you're wearing something classic, so then it gives you kind of like this refined feel, right? You feel a little bit more confident, I think. And then depending on the way you wear it, can be a little edgy too. So it's definitely going to give you a little boost, in terms of how you feel when you put it on. One of the ways I have it on the blog was over a dress. So I recently did a collaboration with Loft, which was like, yay. So I have this plaid dress that if you follow me on Instagram, you'd see it there. It's really cute. I usually don't wear a lot of plaid, and I've talked about, kind of not being into plaid as much. But for the holidays, I feel like there's more colors and tones that work with me, so I go with it a little bit more. So and then the cut of this dress was great, and it was perfect. I just threw a my velvet blazer, and then I belted it, so it gave the dress even more structure. And I just wore some sock boots with it. You could easily wear, the over the knee boots. I need to get a new pair of those. So we'll see if that happens, and then I'll have a blog post about that. But anyway, so I felt like it just gave the perfect amount of structure. And then against the plaid, it was a nice kind of change in texture and visually. You have the plaid, and then you have this like real luxe fabric up against the plaid. So I love the way that looked. So yeah, it's really easy to throw it over a dress. I think you can wear it to work with some tights and some low boots. I think that could look, pretty cute and keep you warm and still and look polished. And then I like the belt outside, just to kind of bring it all together. So I mentioned wearing it with jeans, and in the blog post I have some jeggings and sock boots. And I wore it with a chambray shirt. I felt like that was a nice kind of contrast against the velvet blazer. And then I threw a plaid scarf over it that's really cozy. And I felt like that's a lot of contrast with the layers and the textures and a bright kind of patent red bag that's from Who What Wear. So what I like too is with the velvet blazer, it gives some structure to the jeggings and the chambray. And you can wear it with or without the scarf. I feel like it looked really good without the scarf too, just having the denim kind of like a Canadian tuxedo underneath and then throwing the velvet blazer. So it's kind of like this menswear look a little bit, but having it more fitted because you have jeggings on, and then you can button up the blazer if you want to for more structure and it look a little more feminine. But I definitely think that because it'll keep you warm, that it's a nice alternative to a different type of jacket, especially during the holiday season where we're able to put on different textures and things that are a little more fancy. I wanted to start adding something else to my blog post sometimes where everything I talk about is on a budget, but there's some things you can't go too budget on because it's going to show. So we talk about, splurge versus a save. So I wasn't in the market for a velvet blazer when I found this one. It just was a random, find that I found at Savers, and it was a good one. But and I linked similar ones that are different price points. But I think you really got to consider the number of wears and quality with respect to the price. So the one I had from Banana Republic was obviously over at least over $100. But I wore it a lot for like 2 or 3 years straight. So I think we got to balance that. If it's a staple, something you'll wear a lot, I think we had talked about basics on a budget. It is hard to find some basics or essentials on a budget or, less expensive. I think around this time of year is a good time to look for a coat. So I usually get a coat this time of year because I know there'll be some really good sales. So I think, really think about it. You don't always have to get stuff that is less expensive if you're gonna, if quality's gonna suffer, because then it's gonna fall apart and then it's kind of a waste of money. And then, when the quality isn't there and the fit isn't right, then it doesn't feel good anyway, and you're not gonna even wear it. It's gonna sit in your closet. So again, you're wasting money. So I think with this item, you think about it, check the fit first. And then, if you feel like, okay, this will fit into my lifestyle, then I would say definitely go for it, and be okay with spending a little bit more, because you will wear it in a lot of different ways, and you want the quality to be there as well, so that it's an item that you feel good when you have it on. And I would definitely say go hit up your local thrift store or Goodwill and zip through and see if you find any of these kinds of essentials and basics. Not every time I go to a thrift store we find something. Sometimes we go through and we're like, I didn't find anything, and you want to make sure you're okay with that, because sometimes you're like, oh, I'll just grab this, and then you're like, why did I buy this? This is not, and what are you gonna go return something that's like $10? So just I think zip through, go in those blazers, those coats, those jackets, and then listen to I have other episodes that are on thrifting, and I have also blog posts on thrifting where I talk about kind of the routine I go through and what areas I look at for thrifted items, and then things I just kind of avoid because they're just too much work for the amount of time I have when I go there. But definitely think go there for some quality items as well if you're still trying to, keep your purchases within a budget. One more thing I would add is I would look for the size to be not too snug, so that you have some room for layering and to button it. I really liked how it looked when I was able to button it up and then put a belt over it. The one I had before was not like that, and I think I was in that mo like mode where I was like, I need to buy this size, even if I needed a size a little bit bigger, just because of the the principle behind having a size larger or something like that. So anyway, I have since evolved, but I would say make sure it's a little roomier so you can layer with some thin sweaters. I think it would look really cute if you had like a thin like hoodie, gray hoodie, that's like a sweater material, doing that with some jeans. That would look really cute. So you don't want it too snug, so you have some room to do that. And also if you want to button it up with a dress, I think it looks great. So that it adds some more structure. So, just give yourself a little bit of room. And I like the fit that's more kind of tailored, too. I wouldn't go with like a boyfriend style for this particular type of blazer, just because then it's going to be kind of boxy, and it's also a thicker kind of fabric, and then that adds volume, and that might not be and end up looking all that flattering for you. Anyway, so those would be my tips for styling a velvet blazer. I hope I've inspired you to think about this item. It's kind of like a tulle skirt. You're like, oh, I didn't even think I needed that until you have it. You're like, oh, I love this. So, and go ahead and you can check the links on the blog. I linked all the items that I styled it with, and if it's a thrifted item, then I also added, some items that are similar for you. Like what you're hearing? Go ahead and subscribe, rate, and review the podcast. You can also share the podcast on Instagram and tag me at Live by Viv. As far as my music, it's The Croft by Joachim Karud. And everything we talked about in this episode can be found in the show notes on livebyviv.com. Okay, and remember, don't mix in because you don't need to.